It's 219 at the bottom, Nuntas on top. We did not finish it. When we started learning, God says to the Jewish people, what I want, the only thing I want you to do is fear. Mm-hmm. So the Talmud asks, is fear such an easy thing? And the Gemara answers, yeah, for Moshe Rabbeinu it's easy. But the question was, he's not speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to us, right? So how could it be that easy? So they started explaining that Moshe Rabbeinu, every Jew has a Moshe Rabbeinu within them. This is what we were in the middle of learning last week. Every Jew has a Moshe Rabbeinu within them. Okay? Okay, let's start in the middle of the page. I know we learned a little bit further, but let's start the middle of the page. V'nikra raya mehemna, Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Moshe Rabbeinu in every single Jew, is called raya mehemna, the faithful shepherd, or as we discussed last week, the shepherd of faith. That means he internalizes faith. He feeds us faith within us. Haynu shemam shel bechinas hadas. He gives a level of feeling. Remember last week you discussed there are souls that are called animals, there are souls that are called people, and the difference is, do they have a feeling of God or not the feeling of God? Leidas Hashem, to feel God, not to know, to feel God. Kol echad kifi asagas nishmasa. Every person based on the grasping of their soul, mental, meaning their mental capacity. V'shar shalamayla, and the source and origin of the soul above. Because the higher the soul, obviously the greater your understanding of God could be. And which nourishes itself from the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom, Hamushreshes, which originates and is rooted Bedasa Elyon in the level of Das of godliness, which of Yutzvirs of Atzilus, Hamichedes B'Matzilum, which is one with God, Shehuva Daiti Echad V'Amad, meaning like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, his neshama, comes from the level of Das. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu's level is not understanding, feeling God. Moshe Rabbeinu felt God. His neshama was so great, he came from a level of Das, which is becoming one, binding, feeling God. Because of that, because that's his level, Moshe Rabbeinu gives over to every single Jew this level of feeling of godliness. And that's why he's called not only the faithful shepherd, but the shepherd of faith. Faith is not something, ultimate faith is when you feel faith. Not superficial faith, like we learned the thief is about to break in and he prays to God to be successful. That's not the real level of faith. The real level of Amun is that you feel it. It actually permeates you. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu gives to every single Jew. And then he says like this. V'eidzeis, yesed alkein, even more than this, says, b'chol dard v'dard, that's the original Moshe Rabbeinu, right? But now, b'chol dard v'dard, in every generation, comes down sparks from Moshe Rabbeinu, and dresses itself into the body, into the souls of this wise people of the generation that are called Einei Ha'eda. And this is another interesting thing. In Chumash, the leaders of the Jewish people are called the eyes of the community. Why are they called the eyes of the community? Like, why are leaders called the eyes? What are they seeing? So the answer is, number one, when we look at the world, we don't know what's going on. You know, what's needed, what's not needed. The Rebbes, the leaders of the generation, see what needs to be done in each generation. They need to know, and they know what needs to be done. But in addition to that, Einei Ha'eda means the eyes of the community. You ever notice you understand something? And when you understand it very well, you say, oh, I see. It's an English expression. Yeah? What is that supposed to mean? Somebody explains to you something logical, And if you get it, you say, oh, I see. What do you see? If anything, I understand, I hear. What do you mean you see? So Chassid, I mean, Halacha explains, this is really in Halacha also, but Chassidus elaborates on this. And it says like this. Seeing is believing. Correct? Why is seeing believing? Because if I explain something to you to understand it, and you understand it, somebody else can come and prove to you that you don't understand it. Right? They can start asking you questions that you don't begin to understand what you're talking about. Correct? So therefore, understanding could be swayed. If I see this cup on the table, okay, and you bring me a million proofs that the cup was not on the table, I will still not believe you, and I will believe that the cup's still on the table. You can't disprove what I see. You can disprove what I understand, because you can prove to me that I don't understand it. I think I understand it. You can show me that I don't understand it. Something, and that's why when somebody says, oh, I see actually means I understand it as if I saw it. What does it mean? I understand it as if I feel it. And that's why the Chachamim are called the eyes of the community, because their believing is real. It's not like our believing, which is understanding, and we'll still do something wrong. By them, they actually see it. You know, we mentioned this. The Rebbe brings down in after Tetzaveh. The Rebbe just brings it down in one line in a footnote. But another place, the Rebbe explains it more. According to Halacha, we learned this concept already. According to Halacha, if you saw a murder, you cannot sit as a judge on that case. You could be a witness.
Oh, okay.
I said you can't be a judge. You can't sit on the case. In the Gemara Lashon, in the Gemara expression, is called Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. A witness cannot become a judge. So the obvious question is, why not? Think about it. Like this, a judge hears the story from witnesses. Here, he saw it himself. What could be better than that? That should be the best judge, because why does he need to hear from people that the guy murdered? He saw it himself. He knows for sure that it happened. He's not impartial. A judge needs to be parav, meaning he needs to be impartial. Because the pasuk says, v'shaftu ha'eda, v'hitzilo ha'eda. The pasuk said they will judge and save the community. Meaning a judge, when they sit down to listen to a death sentence, I'm talking about monetary things, in death sentences, capital punishment, they need to be completely unbiased. They need to be able to see good, and they need to see bad. This judge that's watched A kill B, he will never be able to be impartial. And therefore, he's not a fair judge. That's what Torah says. You can't be impartial in this case. But why is seeing, though? That's the question. But if two witnesses tell me the guy did it, why is that different than me seeing it? And the answer is, it's still not the same. What I see, you can never refute. 1,000 witnesses will come and say it didn't happen, right? I'm not going to believe it. But if two witnesses say it happened and two witnesses say it didn't happen, then I'm going to start thinking, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I don't know. And that's why the scholars are called, the leaders are called Eine Ha'eda, because they have the eyes that see. So what does Meshe Rabbeinu do? He says, not only the original Meshe Rabbeinu, in every generation, sparks of Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama, like the Zayir uses the expression, Tikkun Zayir, is Pashtusa de Moshe Chol Dara V'Dara. There's a manifestation of Moshe in every generation. What do they do? L'lami Das Esa'am, to teach the people Das, feeling God. V'lei de G'dulas Hashem, to understand and feel the greatness of Hashem. U'la'av de B'lei V'nefesh, and to serve Him. I'll give you, you know, it's the flu season. I'll give you an example. Somebody has the flu and they tell you how miserable they feel. Yeah? And you hear it. trust me, if you had the flu yourself, you'd understand much better what they're going to than if you just heard it. Okay? Because then you felt it. Then it's not just hearing about it. You actually feel it. It's a Rashi and Chumash with Aaron's kids, whatever. But the concept is, and this is what Mesha, in other words, like this. It's not enough for a Jew to understand God. It's not enough. Because that understanding does not necessarily bring it down into practicality. Like we said the other week, you can have a doctor, a brilliant doctor, can lecture you everything about medicine, and he won't follow one thing that they say, that he preaches. Right? How many doctors live an unhealthy lifestyle? They'll give you a whole drasha, make a whole speech about healthy, and they won't do it. Why not? If they understand that it's wrong, the answer is, of course they understand it's wrong. But they don't feel it's wrong. They're not one with it. In wisdom, in intellect, there's Chabad. Chochma, Bina, Das. In English, it's translated as understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. Okay? But it's not really, it's not the proper, the way Chassidus explains, it's not the proper definition. Chochma and Bina, and this is Alter Rebbe said in the third parak of Tanya, Chochma and Bina is understanding. Understanding the concept. Chochma is the initial flash that you get, you know, you get a brainstorm, and then you broaden it in Bina, right? That you understand it properly. That's intellect. Where does the third thing of Das come in? So the Alter Rebbe says in the third parak of Tanya, Das, in Meloshin his kachrus, is binding. Like it says, Adam yoda eschava. Adam was intimate with his wife. The Torah uses the word knew his wife. What does it mean, knew? He bound. He bound himself to his wife. Which means, it's not enough to understand God. You need to feel God. That's the third level of Das. Binding yourself to the subject matter. Becoming one with it. In a way that then you feel it. That's what Das is. And therefore the Pasuk says, Da es Elokei Avicha, Vavdeo Belev Shalom. The Pasuk says, know God, meaning feel God, and then you will serve Him with a full heart. Who brings down this level of Das into the Jews? Moshe Rabbeinu. The initial one. One second. Every generation, has a Moshe Rabbeinu, the sparks of Moshe Rabbeinu, that teaches and instills within the people the concept not only of understanding it, but feeling it. What?
How you feel that? That is a connection.
Yeah.
Connect.
Yeah.
So what is it feeling?
But intellect is not connection.
No, Das is connection.
Das is the connection. And that we don't have on our own. Moshe Rabbeinu needs to give it to us. What do you mean to, I'll give you an example, yeah? Let me give you an example. Jews throughout the ages dealt with this concept called Mashiach. Yeah? Who internalized it and made everybody feel the concept with the Rebbe? It never existed, this feeling of Mashiach, not only understanding, yeah, everybody says, yeah, Mashiach's coming. Of course he's coming. It's a fundamental Jewish belief. But who made Jews actually live it and feel it? That was the Moshe Rabbeinu of our generation made it happen. Because that's what the generation at that time needed. In Mordechai's time, the Rebbe writes in that the Tzav, they needed to have self-sacrifice, not to give in to Haman. That's what Mordechai instilled in his people. It's actually not only, well, again, if you're not connected to the tzaddik, then you're not going to get it from him. In order, you need to be yiskashrus. I just spoke about this recently. This, I think, recently, living Torah. You need to be bound to the tzaddik, and therefore, by being bound to the tzaddik helps you with this point of feeling godliness versus just understanding it's wrong. If you feel it's wrong, you're not going to do it. Rashi says at the beginning of Achrimes, you know, when Aaron's two children died because they drank wine and they went into the thing, okay. So then the pasuk says, after the Aaron's two children died, then God said to Aaron, don't go in drunk to the Beis Hamikdash, right? So Rashi says, the first Rashi in Parshas Achrimes, Amar Rabbi Elazar, he says, he gives a mashal, an analogy. A doctor comes to a patient and says, don't eat this food because if you eat it, you're going to die. He'll either listen or not listen. But then the doctor comes to the patient and says, who had a close relative that died from it. Okay? And then the doctor says, don't eat it or don't smoke it because if you smoke it, you're going to die like your relative died because of smoking. So then it's not only intellectual, then you feel it more. It's internalized. Everybody can understand God. By the way, but only a neshama could feel God, because in order to feel God, you have to be God. Because what does feeling mean? Feeling means you become one with it. Adam nu chava, right? You felt you become one with it. Who could become one with God? Only one who has a neshama, which is godly. People that don't have a neshama, which is godly, they can understand God, they can have chokhmah and bina and understand most difficult concepts, but it's not one with them. I'll give you another example. What's the true test of a religious Jew? The true test of a real religious Jew is if they're on an island somewhere all by themselves, in a way that they know there's no helicopters, no drones, nobody can catch them at all. Okay? It's impossible for anybody to catch them. Even, you know, if somebody goes away, they think, oh, maybe just like I'm away, somebody else will catch me and see me. Then you're not a real religious Jew. When do you know what a real religious Jew is? Where it's impossible to catch you, and you're still acting as a religious Jew. Because then it's not enough knowing, then you actually feel what's right. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu gives to the Jews of the generation. And Alter Rebbe is saying that this level of Moshe Rabbeinu, every Jew possesses. That's when the Gemara says for Moshe, it's easy. And the Gemara says, but he's not speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, he's speaking to us. The answer is, no, every Jew has a Moshe in them. Every Jew has a Mashiach in them. What Moshe Rabbeinu does, the original, or the Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation, is to reveal the Moshe that every Jew has within them, hidden, full of mud, right? And they are the ones that bring it out to the open. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu does. Okay, so he says like this, five lines in the end of the page. Ki aveda shebelev, because the aveda of the heart, which by the way is something you mean, no show. It's in the heart. Hilafia das is based on the amount of das that you have, how much you're bound to it. Kamesha kosa, like the pasuk says, da esalakei avicha, know the God of your father. But again, it doesn't say understand the God of your father. It says no, meaning feel the God of your father. Vavdu b'leiv sholem, then you'll be able to serve him with a complete heart. V'nefesh chafetza, and a desirable will. And he says like this, hula asid, when Mashiach comes though, we won't need this. Why? Ha'emer, the pasuk says, v'leyum medu ishes re'eyu. The Navi says, no man will ever teach his neighbor, lema du'us Hashem, to know God. In other words, when Mashiach comes, the pasuk says, no person is going to come and tell another person to teach him. Ki kulam yedu esi, because everybody is going to know me. Okay? Everybody is going to know me, God says. If everybody knows me, why does anybody have to teach anybody? You got it. Nobody has to teach something you have. Ach ikir das, he says like this, the main level of das, now the Alter Rebbe is explaining what das means. This level of das, eina yediyah levada, is not knowledge itself. Sheyedu gdulas Hashem, to know the greatness of God, mipi sefer, mipi sfarim, from authors and books. That's not what das is. It's not the understanding. It's not the wisdom. It's not the knowledge. What is it? Ha'ikar lahamig daiti b'gdus Hashem, to delve your mind and immerse your mind in Bahashem, in godliness, the chayzek v'aymetz alev, with strength and power of the heart and the mind, achetei machshavtei mekusheres ba Bahashem, v'kesher amitz v'chazok, with a strong bond, like, you know, like you want physical things. You have a certain food that you really like, okay? You really want it. That's the way you want godliness. That physically, you know, they say Reb Nachum Chernobyler was, it was brought down in the Yemen, I think the correct, proper word for it is corpulent, meaning it's
corpulent.
Corpulent? Okay, thank you. He was fat. And it says, so we get fat because we eat a lot. He was fat from saying, Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. The Rebbe brings it down in a Yemen. In other words, he had so much pleasure saying Amen Yeheshmei Rabba that it physically enhanced, enlarged his body, enhanced his body because of the physical pleasure that he had from saying Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. That's called binding yourself to the subject matter in a way that you feel it, that you and the thing become one.
And you stop exercising.
You can exercise as long as it's not worshiping the body.
Yeah.
You spoke about that.
How would you get bigger?
Because it's from the pleasure is actually what did it.
Okay.
Not from the calories of food. Calories of pleasure. Huh? What?
He was a friend of the Alter Rebbe.
Reb Nachum Chernobyler was after the Alter Rebbe. It was more with the Tzemach Tzedek's time, I think. Okay. So he says, to the extent, you know, something you really like, your mind is always in it. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Godliness. Your mind is in godliness the whole time. That's all you're interested in. You're not interested in anything else. Kameishu mekushel, just think a person would be bound, fourth line from the top of 118. Bedavar gashmi, in a physical thing, shereya be'ini basa, that you see with the physical eyes. Umayim mekbay machshavti, you delve your mind into it, how to get it, and you know, so on and so forth. Kaneida, shadas uloshin his kashrus. Das means binding, connection. Again, like we said, you can understand something, but it's not you. You know what's interesting? What's unique about Yiddishkeit? If you want to learn French, nothing very personal. If you want to learn French, there's one way of doing it. Not to take French courses here. It's worthless. If you want to learn French, you have to live French. In other words, you have to go to France where they will not look at you if you speak any other language, nothing personal. They won't look at you if you speak any other language, right? And then you're living French 24/7, then you will learn French. Yiddishkeit is not something that you learn. Yiddishkeit is something you have to live, because that's when you learn it. Learning about Shabbos is not, yeah, it's nice, it's wonderful, but it's not going to do it. Because the knowledge and you are two different things. When you live Shabbos properly, then the knowledge is internalized, then the knowledge become one with you. You learn all about kosher, but you don't keep kosher, yeah? So it's not you, it's outside of me. Das is when you learn about kosher and you live kosher. So then it's internalized. That's what das is in the practical level. It's internalizing it is. And he said like this, v'koyach zel midazu, this strength and ability, l'kashya daite b'ashem. So where do we get this ability from? He says, Yesh b'chol enefesh mi beis Yisrael. Every Jew has it. B'nikasim minishas Moshe Rabbeinu. By nourishing themselves from Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning we have this Moshe Rabbeinu in us. Moshe Rabbeinu gives it to us, but once the neshama comes into the body and the body blocks it from this connection with Hashem, so you have it, it's buried deep by the covering of the animal soul and the Yetzirah and the body. You need a tremendous effort, doubled, meaning redoubled. In other words, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain what this means. To break the body, to be able to reveal this level of godliness in it. So he says, every Jew from birth, or whatever it is, has this power of connection with Hashem. What's necessary to reveal, and revealing it is not easy. But when the Pasuk says, it's very close and easy for you to fear God, and the Gemara says, yeah, for Moshe it's easy, the Alter Rebbe is explaining what the Gemara really means is, for the Moshe that's in every single Jew, it's easy, because that Moshe feels God. So for that level to fear God, of course it fears God, it is God, it's one with God. The problem is, we need to reveal that level within us, because it's covered with mud. And he says, how do you uncover the mud? By getting rid of the mud. What's the mud? The body. Not the body itself. The body is holy. The desires and the temptations and the that stuff of the body, that it shouldn't conceal the light of the neshama. In other words, like this. We learned before, if you have a big log, big piece of wood, and you take a match, and you want to start a fire. But you want to start, what do you have in your house, no?
Fireplace.
Okay. My brain doesn't work. You have a fireplace. You want to start a fire in the fireplace, yeah? So you can't take a thick log like this and light a match to it. It's not gonna, you know why? It's too thick. The fire can't catch on something too thick. So what do you need to do? You have to take an axe, chop it up into little pieces. When it's not so coarse and not so big anymore, then you can light with a match, you can light this little piece of wood, which can ignite a bigger piece of wood and a bigger piece of wood until the log is completely inflamed. But he says, if your body is so coarse, how in the world do you think the fire of the neshama can catch on? It can't. You gotta bust it up first. And he's going to say, not take an axe and chop yourself up. But he's talking about the desires and the temptations and all these things to break, like we learned the expression, breaking evil and transforming evil. In other words, Chassidim of old, just because they wanted to do something, that's why they didn't do it. And the more they wanted it, the more they realized it was not good to do, it was bad. Okay, to be continued.